My name is Chris Kral. I'm the lead program manager on the HPC team responsible for the scheduler. And today we're going to talk about new scheduler features coming out in beta 1 of Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. So some of the features that we'll demo today are the first three here, the job progress, and then we'll do job troubleshooting and error rollup, and finally we'll take a look at the new scheduling policy, service balance scheduling. And then finally we'll wrap up talking about some of the other features I'm not going to demo today. So for these demos today, we're going to use this small test cluster. It's sitting back in my office. It's only got four nodes, and I'm running the UI here on my desktop. So first what we're going to do is take a look at the progress bar. So first you can see here that I have two new fields in this UI that weren't available in V2. What I did earlier was go to the column chooser and add these two new fields to the UI, so you can see the progress here. And to see how that works, we'll go ahead and run a job. So this is a very simple job. It's just going to run one task on a single core, but what it's going to use is the API to talk back from the compute node to the head node and provide the head node some progress information on the job. So we'll go ahead and submit the job, and you can see the progress bar is moving forward, and then the progress messages here. And again, these are being sent by the task on the compute node. So it's just moving through. Now these are custom progress information. The message is specific to this task, to this job, and the progress is sent by that specific task. You can also just let the scheduler compute progress. And so for some of these other jobs that you might see down here, where the scheduler's been computing progress, it does that just as a based on percentage of tasks that are completed. But this custom information is very valuable when you might have, say, a 1,000 task job where the first 500 might run very quickly. So when you're done with 500, you're not necessarily 50% of the way done with the job. You might only be 10% of the way done with the job. So you might put some API calls in your task to let the head node know where you're at, and then the administrator and the user can see this information and get a lot better information about how the job is doing. All right, so that's the first thing. Very simple little addition that just gives a lot more information to the administrator. So the next thing we're going to look at is the task rollup and error information. So we're going to start this job troubleshooting job. This is doing a parametric sweep of 500 tasks. And each one of these tasks is going to use a random number generator and decide whether it returns successful or whether it returns an error code. So we're going to take a look at this job as it's running. And again, that progress bar was being generated by the job scheduler itself. Now this is a new screen where you can see how the job is running, how many tasks have finished, how many failed, running, queued, etc. So we can just progress through here. The job is now done. 478 completed successfully and 22 failed. Now one of the really nice things is we've added this dialog box down here where you can see how these 22 failures occurred. So 7 of them had exit code 2, 3 had exit code 4, and so on. You can also easily drill into these. So here you can see which one of the tasks had this exit code. You can find out what node they failed on, and if you go through each of them, you see maybe they all failed on the same node, then it would point you to that node having some configuration problems. So again, a very nice way to see how your job progressed and what happened to it as it went along. In the last demo I'm going to show you today is for service balance scheduling. This is a new mode that we've added to the scheduler, a new policy. And in version 1 and version 2, we had first come, first served scheduling. We had options like backfill, but everything was first come, first served. Now with the service balance scheduling, we have a new mode in which the scheduler tries to start services as quickly as possible. So this is typically for the jobs that run in the service-oriented architecture. If your cluster is set up to run SOA jobs, you may want to put your cluster in this service balance scheduling mode. So to show you how that works, let me start a job. This particular job is going to run a parametric sweep. It's going to run on all the cores it can get a hold of in the cluster. And let's see, let's just run it on 3 of the nodes. So that'll be 12 cores in the cluster. So I'm going to submit this job. It's now running. And I have this very simple little PowerShell script that represents, each one of the numbers here represents a core in the cluster. These white zeros down here indicate, this is for the head node where we indicated we're not going to run any of these job or any of these tasks. So right now this job is taking up every other core on the 3 nodes that we've indicated. So if I take this job and copy it, create another one just like it, what we're going to see is this second job goes into the queued state. The first one is running, and if we go back to my little map here, we can see that job 65 is still running and job 66 is not. Also, if we scroll over, we can see that job 66 isn't running because there's an equal priority job already running on the cluster that's using those resources. This is in first come, first serve mode. This is the kind of behavior you would see. But for a user who's trying to get some service back interactively when they submitted that job, like a SOA job, they want immediate response. So let's kill these two jobs. And then what we're going to do is go change the scheduling mode on the cluster. So we do a clust config. And we're going to set the scheduling mode to balanced. So we can see here now that the scheduling mode is set to balanced. Previously it had been set to queued. So now let's go back and run those two jobs again. So we run the first job, and we'll see on our little map here that it's taking 12 cores on the cluster, all that are available. And if we start a second one, so 68, you can see up here, it says it's running already. We get it started immediately on one core, and then what we're going to do is as we go through scheduling passes, job 68 will grow and take over more of the cluster. So what the user who is running job 68 is going to see is immediate response. They're going to see their job starting to run, and they're going to start getting responses back and have an interactive experience. So again, if you have a cluster where you're running mostly SOA jobs, the service-oriented jobs, you may want to put your cluster in this balanced scheduling mode. Okay, so those are the 3 demos I wanted to show you today. There are some other features that I didn't demonstrate. One of those is the prepper and release tasks that we've added. Prepper and release are just what they sound like, preparation and release tasks. They essentially wrap the other tasks that run on a node, and you might want to do things in the preparation task like copy files from some share. In the release task, you might want to clean up and delete those files. So what we guarantee in the scheduler is the prep task will run once on a particular node, and then as many tasks as the job requires, and then the release task will run, and it will run once. So that's what prep and release is. We also have other features like graceful cancellation by providing a timeout period. So if you cancel a task on a node, we send it a control break signal, and then we wait by default 15 seconds for that task to do some cleanup before we kill it. So some neat new features coming in beta 1. What I would encourage you to do is go out to www.microsoft.com/HPC. From there, you can click the download link, you can get access to the beta, and you can get access to the white papers and information on some of these features. What?